with Mark Tuart. And now here's your host.
Hi, I'm Mark Tuart, and thanks for joining us on this week's edition of On the Mark on CBT News. Today, I'm going to address a question from Ron Whitaker, a general sales manager from Airport Hyundai, and I'm going to move into my segments, Coach's Corner and Stop It. But let's first start with a question from Ron.
Hi, Mark. Ron Whitaker, Joseph Airport Hyundai. Just want to know what your feelings were on how important daily Save a Deal meetings are. Hey, thanks for taking the time. See you soon. Bye.
Ron, that's a great question. Do we do a Save a Deal meeting? How important is it? Well, in my belief, a Save a Deal meeting is as important as breathing. I don't care if you've got four people in your dealership or you got 4,000. If you want to increase communication, you must have a Save a Deal meeting every single day, religiously and without fail. Why? I want to go over with management, whether it's internet, BDC, sales manager, new car, used car, GSM, and F&I, I want to come together every single morning to go over our sold deals and the disposition of them and where they're at, condition deals and what we can do, turn down deals. I want to go over unsold deals, and I want to take everything about that deal and tear it apart and figure out what we can do to make that deal happen. I want to go over our traffic patterns, whether it's walk-in, phone, internet, disposition, appointments. I want to know the numbers. I want to know every single thing about yesterday and month-to-date. And more importantly, I want this to be a formal communicating channel. When we do this, if you get nothing else from it, you're going to find that very few things, if any, fall through the cracks and your communication goes up. It's never an excuse not to do it. That's a great question, Ron. Thank you so much. But yes, I believe in a Save a Deal meeting every single day. Now for our segment, Coach's Corner. When you're dealing with a customer that says to you, I want to think it over. Often what happens is we choose to win or we choose to lose. When a customer says, I want to think it over, I don't think they're really just going home to think it over. They know why they're not buying, whether it's money, me, or machine, the three M's. And it could be about any one of the three. I write things down. So I go through the vehicle. Was there anything about the ride, style, handling, color, equipment? And if there's not, then I know I've got the right car and I check mark it. Then I go into me and I say, is there anything that I did to offend you? No, anything else that I could do for you? And if there's everything is good with me, the dealership service reputation, I check it. I go into money and I say, hey, I know it's about money, that if it's the right car and I'm the right person, and money is a very big thing. Are you like me that money usually means budgets of down payments and payments? Let me ask you, Mr. Customer, a silly question. If you could get the car today, silly question, so bear with me, but a dollar down and a dollar a month. I know it's not that, but if that were the case, wouldn't you be driving that car home? Well, the reason I ask that silly question is that tells me it is the right car and I'm the right person, and somewhere between a dollar down and a dollar a month and the $500 a month that we're talking about is your dream deal or ideal situation, what would that be? And I try to find out what the dream deal or ideal situation is. If they won't share it with you, try this little technique, say, if you had to guess. What I'm trying to do is to get the customer just to the next step of maybe making a commitment. And if you do this, this is my best tip for handling in Coach's Corner. I want to think it over. Now for our segment, Stop It. Stop hanging out in smoke and joke circles. Listen, I have never in 30-some years heard this conversation. Traffic is off the hook. I love my managers. The used car manager puts way too much in every car. The new car manager puts every deal together and F&I gets everything bought. Advertising is phenomenal. I'm making so much money, I'm so happy, I could just pee. I just never heard that conversation in a smoke and joke circle. Here's what you hear in a smoke and joke circle. Let me finalize it for you forever. The conversation is, life sucks, we're all gonna die. So now that you know what it's gonna be, why enter into that? The best thing you could do is to be busy. When you're busy, you don't have time for the smoke and joke circle you know, the GabFest at the dealership. One of the biggest killers is smoke-a-joke circles. Just don't enter them. Stop it. Thanks so much for joining us today on CBT for On the Mark. Make sure you join us next week for next week's edition, and also make sure you email me with any questions, any ideas that you have for the show, anything you'd like, contact me at info@tuart.com. Thanks a lot, and have a great day.